Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. So you'll break a banana off, but you're chilling, just having a deep throat contest with the boys before you go out for a night on the town.
I'm around my friends. It's fun. It's boy talk.
Boom. Oh, that was not a confident boom at all. Yo, did you hear that?
You just have, this episode's gonna suck, dude.
Oh, come
all
on.
Right, Trevor
bro.
Wallace, boom.
Oh, my God. That just takes, Jesus Christ.
It's okay. Listen, episode 33. We're live and direct. So,
live and direct. We're not live.
Okay.
See, you called me out on that one time saying, oh, we're not live.
But I want to, we need to do live just so this live. Can be real.
I want to say that once.
Just, yeah, in actuality, it like happens for real.
Yeah. We are live.
Bro, let me ask you this.
Let's get after it.
Okay, so I wear tight jeans. Like, maybe too tight. Some people might say, my girlfriend hates them. But you ever, like, have a moment?
Yeah, because they're hers.
Yeah. Oh, no, these are definitely hers.
Oh, yeah.
I put on my girl's jeans before, and they 100% fit. She was so upset.
Oh, no, damn, I had ass this whole time? Babe!
She was so upset.
You're going to hide this goddamn double Dutch chocolate cake back here? All this cake?
But like, so sometimes I feel like I'm like, wow, I got to adjust a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, dude, I'm like, I'm packing. I got a hog, Harley Davidson hog. And then other times I'm like, well, I feel like I got a baby dig day. You ever had baby dig days?
maybe like December, there might be a day or two in there. It's all about the seasons, man. If it's hot out. Everybody relaxing. Everybody hanging low. You know, everybody got like, what's that elephant with the giant ears? Dumbo?
Dumbo.
Dumbo dick.
Can you imagine? What's that, baby? Oh, you want this Dumbo dick?
Dumbo dick sounds crazy. Wow.
Yo, you know what I always wanted to say? I always wanted to, like, if my girl's like, you almost ready? I'm like, oh, I got to get my dick done.
What would that entail?
I think taking the blow dryer, just getting it all, like, and then maybe putting some gel in your hair.
Top hat on it.
Oh, that's a good idea. Little monocle.
Bro, how do they not have a condom that looks like a hat? And then when you unroll it, it comes out. Oh, because when it's rolled up, it kind of looks like a little bit of a beanie. Like, what if they put a little top hat on you? Okay.
They should.
I'm just giving Shark Tank, if y'all listening.
Yo, sharks, for 15% of our company, $20 million.
Yeah. Okay. Dude. So when you said you haven't just feeling like small dick days?
Small dick. Okay. You've had these moments where you're like peeing. And you're in like a public restroom. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just always walk around donkey dick Trevor Wallace.
Yeah, but Dumbo dick.
So for me, sometimes when I'm in a public restroom, I got like a look down. And I'm like, all right, that's fine.
Yeah.
But then like you ever had like a soft stream?
I was gonna say, do you listen to other people's streams?
Hell yeah, I listen. And then most of the time, I'm talking about almost 99% of the time, I'm next to a dude with a stream just.
It's just like, straight up garden hose of just like,
yeah,
and they pee faster than you.
Oh man,
and you're timing it like, I got here before him. He's already done peeing. Yep. Now I'm zipping up my pants like, I'm done before you. What the fuck is that? There's so
I
much
don't,
like girls
I don't
are like,
know.
What goes down in the guy's restroom? You don't want to know.
Yeah, you
it's all
know.
Mental. It's all psychological.
We are racing dudes. We're racing dudes. And we're like trying, like,
yeah.
Dude. And what kills me is like Is the deepness of the sound of the water that hits the toilet water, does that equate to big dick?
Or big dick hole.
So people out here with tiny dicks but huge holes?
Actually, I don't know.
That would be hilarious.
Let me say this, though. There's nothing more insecure than the guy that flushes the handle to make noise and then pees.
Oh, well, that's insane, dude.
You heard that?
No, I've heard flushes. I've heard when they're taking a shit, I've heard flushes.
Oh, really?
I also want to be like, yo, man, we still hear it.
Yeah. Well, I think they do that to get like their, because if it's like too silent in there, like some people just can't pee. Like you know, the troughs at the Dodger games, those terrify me. Doug, can you pee at those?
No. Let me tell you something. I went to Australia to do shows. I was there for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. These people are
didn't
out
pee
here.
Once.
Oh, dude, I just wore a diaper the whole time. Dude, people are out here. They are out there with just troughs.
Yeah, I
the amount of dick confidence you have to have. To walk into an Arby's and just go into the trough and pee like it's regular business next to some big dudes with like a boomerang dick, I can't do that.
Yeah, the troughs at baseball games scare me.
Oh, I'm not going. I sit there and wait for a stall.
I'll take the drunken public ticket of me peeing in the parking lot and then using that trough.
Dude, is it drunken public? Because I've heard that it's a sex crime.
It depends how close you are to a school, I think. I think so.
You said that with so much confidence.
No, like that's a real thing. Like,
no, it's not.
If you're within a certain amount of yards peeing in front of a school, that's like, bro, you gotta fucking you on Megan's Law after that shit.
That's true. You gotta have to have that law, because then all pedophiles be like, I'm just peeing. What are you talking about?
Oh, I can't piss. I had a gallon of water yesterday trying to stay hydrated, and I just can't piss now.
You see this hydro flask, sir? I am full up on pee.
Yeah.
But you're wearing a trench coat with nothing underneath. That's how I pee, sir. Yeah. That's how I pee.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I try to make that into a bit. I've done it like once or twice. It was like it kind of worked, but it's just saying. I'm not ready to be a dad because I can't even pee in public yet. I'm be trying to teach my son how to pee real quick, and then I was like, all right, son, get in here. Actually, you know what? Get out. Could you just stand outside? I'm gonna just send you a video of myself peeing. Okay. Well, daddy's now going to jail for a long, long time.
For sure.
Could you imagine being like your son's like, daddy, why can't you just pee? And you're like, flush the toilet, Timothy. I just need to hear some noise.
Bro, sometimes I have to sing to myself.
Yeah?
Yeah. I sing this. I go, I'm by myself.
Really?
I am all by myself.
I don't know why, but spitting in a urinal also helps. Like if you walk up, you're about to take a piss, you do the little hoop.
What?
Too personal? All right. Anyways, how's your day?
Yo, all right. You want to get real personal right here? Because this podcast is a safe space.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said some horrendous things, so it doesn't even matter. Dude, sometimes
sometimes I'm peeing in the urinal, and then I make eye contact with the floor, and I was like, you know what else, bitch?
Yo.
Oh, this is fucked up. Wait, what are you going to say?
Coffee flying everywhere, bro. That was so fucking
damn
funny, bro. It's all good. It'll dry. Yeah, it'll dry.
This is really expensive equipment behind us. Anyways, what were you gonna say? Because I was just gonna say
that sometimes when I'm having issues peeing, I will imagine that a girl.
Okay.
It what, dude? You can't, what, man?
Finish the story.
Yo. This is why everyone that listens to this podcast thinks I'm an insane person.
Yes!
Nah, man. Listen, this is the difference. I don't think I'm insane. I just think I'm an open book, and people hate on honesty. I'm an insane person, bro. All right, listen. So this is what I do sometimes. I imagine that a girl is like, a girl's head is like in the toilet bowl, and then she's just asking, she's requesting that I pee. She goes, come on. And not in an aggressive way. She's just like, come on, sweetie. You can do it. Like that.
Like somebody like trying to get a dog on the couch. Come
exactly.
Come
yep.
on. Come on.
And it
come
helps
on.
Me pee.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're just in the bathroom like, take that, bitch. And they're like, yeah, what?
100%. 100%.
Wow. It works?
Is
this true?
100% true. It works.
Do you picture like, you know how they have that little bar of soap that you pee on? Do you picture that? Is that like the mouth, I guess?
I don't try to like pee in her mouth. Like she doesn't want
to. Oh, don't
like,
try to fucking justify it like you have manners. I don't pee in her mouth.
I pee just, on her shoulder.
Right in there. Can you piss on him the shoulder?
Can you imagine if that was your kink? If some girl's like, oh, I can piss on the shoulder.
Getting pissed on. That's an interesting. That's a big fetish though, right?
That's a huge. Have you ever watched one of those?
No.
I haven't either. No. Don't look at me like that. I've been nothing but honest on this podcast. I will tell you everything, bro. Yeah. I told you, motherfuckers, I come on the ground.
Yeah,
that's yeah. So crazy. I'm open. I've never watched any of that stuff.
I don't know why, but like I feel like peeing as a teenager, you like once you realize. No. I'm saying like not even a teenager. Like I think middle school when you realize that you can just aim your dick anywhere, it gets fun. I used to do this in middle school, and it's stupid. No, I don't even know it was middle school. I don't know, I'm not sure. But I'd take the toilet seat, right? Yeah. Remember the ones that had the gap in the middle where you sit up front?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I would fold it up and I would yell touchdown and I would pee through it. Just so, like, a fucking field goal. Yo, and I would just pee straight through it. So whoever went to take a shit after me just sat in a lake full of urine.
That's so... You know what I always thought was a good idea? You know when you're at the carnival and you have the little water gun and you're peeing in the... Or you're peeing and you're
That's
shooting
what I was doing, yeah.
That's what I wish they would do in urinals. Because it would make it so much more fun to have the little hole. And then, like, I don't... Like, there's a horse and you got... And everyone can race.
Yeah.
And you can have a guy like, all right, guys, ready and go. Well, and then you... And you can pee and then race.
It's crazy how, like, easily we're impressed. Like, you ever been to, like, a bar urinal and there's ice in it? And you're like, oh, I'm fucking about this shit. My ice sculpting king. You're like,
and then you stop. You're like, it's a pineapple.
But it's, like, so funny. It's just like, like, telling a dude. It's just such a, I don't know, just like, we're like, oh, yeah, we can just aim our shit. What?
Dude, I will say, though, it is cool when you realize you can aim it, but it's also, can you imagine not being able to do that? Can you imagine being a lady? And, like, there's so many times. Like, I was in Ireland with my family, and we were, like, walking around. Like, we're essentially in the woods, and, like, I just peed, and then my sister was like, I have to pee, and I was like, just pee, and she's like, I can't just, like, I'm like, what do you mean you can't just go, just you can't squat, and she's like, it's just, it's different, it's different.
Well, it is.
It is, and I respect that. The only thing is, that sucks, though.
Until girls are drunk, then they will just let it flow. They don't anywhere, bro. Fuck.
Dude, there was one time I was with my ex-girlfriend, my very first girlfriend that I left.
What?
The one that cheated on me with the quarterback.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But there was one time when we were getting out of this Baltimore club, and it was a time when everyone, it was 2 a.m., so all the clubs in the area were closed, so everyone was in the parking garage. So there was thousands of cars, and no one was moving because there was so many cars trying to get out. And she's like, I had to fucking pee, and I was like, wait till we get out. I don't give a fuck. I got it right here, and not behind nothing. Behind nothing. Oh. She just squats, just jeans down, squats. What?
That's what I'm saying, man.
And everyone knows. People are like, yeah, bitch. I'm like, no, that's my love. And it was nuts.
Right. Once you see your girl piss in public for the first time, you're like, she's the one, you know?
Yeah.
If she has, yeah, I mean.
I was angry.
You angry?
I was angry.
Speaking of flow, women got that flow.
Yo. The sound of that? God. Dude, it's like it's a super sucker.
Like 100. Two shots in there tonight. Where the fuck is all that liquid coming from?
Do they pee all of the time? Dude, there's this one girl that I messed around with that she like told me she had a pee. I do this bit, whatever. But she was like, she told me she had like a peeing issue. But dog, she peed. I'm not shitting you. Like every 20 to 30 minutes.
Really?
Every 20. And when she peed, it was so much. I don't know where this is coming from. Are you peeing blood, bitch? What? I don't. Where is this coming from? And like, it sounded like she was like, I'm just peeing. I was like, are you white water rafting? Because that's what it sounds like in there, dude.
Are you smuggling people into the U.S. through that thing? And you're fucking popping them out through the underground? What is going on here?
Dude, yeah. It's not a stream. It's like an explosion.
Right.
It's just like a.
It's like if they pull like the Nickelodeon slime, like, and then and it rains on the host. Damn. Do you think girls think about insecurities in the bathroom? Like, oh, this bitch got a heavier stream than me.
I don't think so. Because they're sane people. Yeah. We think about the dumbest shit.
Oh, bro. Dude. A quiet public restroom?
I hate it so much.
Oof.
I hate it so much. Unless there's no one in there. Dude, I thank God if I walk into a restroom. And there's no one in there. I go, thank you so much.
Right.
Dude, you know what the best part is? Is when you got to take a mean doo-doo, and then you walk into the restroom, and they got like the individual ones with the full doors. You can close it.
Oh,
so you're in there by yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yo, oh, yeah, man.
That is like, that's heaven.
Dude, good tip is if you're ever on the road or you need to travel, like everybody thinks to stop at like a fast food place, hotels.
That's what's up.
Hotels have the best bathrooms, dude.
Hotels
and nobody, there's never a line there because who takes a shit in the fucking lobby of a hotel? You have a hotel room,
right? You know who takes shits in lobbies? Us.
Yeah, but once I found that out, I was like, the place used to work in Culver City. One of my friends said he would, because our office was one of those where it had like two stalls. It was very small, and there was that gap where you could always see the people's shoes.
I don't need that.
It's like if you can see the shoes, there might as well not even be a door there. Yeah. I know who's blowing up the bathroom at 3:30 p.m. All right, it's the only one guy that wears pink Air Forces. We know it's you, bro. So it's like, oh, there's one guy that wore pink Air Forces, but whatever. You might as well not even have a door at that point.
We know.
What the fuck's the point of the gap?
We know it's you, Devin.
Yeah.
What? Devin, you should just open the door. Just talk to us.
That's what I'm saying. Why? What? So, but he used to walk to the Culver's. There's the Culver Hotel. And he's like, oh, this shit's got marble countertops, full-on doors.
The full-on doors, when I close that shit and lock it, I feel so secure.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I'm about to let this motherfucker go.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you, when you got to poop, right, and you know it's good, it's going to make noises. It's not like a solidified log where it just kind of like oozes out. I'm talking about you're going to make some sounds.
Yeah.
Do you give a fuck?
Kind of.
Me too, still.
I hate that I care. Yeah. I don't know why, but
do you do the flush right where as you're shitting?
No.
Really?
You gotta
create some noise, dude. If you're right about to explode and you go and you flush and explode at the same time, it muffles some sounds. People still know what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
You
can still hear through it. It sounds like a fucking garbage disposal just swallowing a cantaloupe. Like, I don't know. It's so weird because, like, I don't. The worst thing that I hate is when you leave, like when you're on the toilet and you hear somebody like jiggle the bathroom door, like a Starbucks.
Oh god!
And then you're like, I'm still fucking midway. And then you get up and you gotta walk out of the bathroom like you didn't just take a shit.
Yeah.
And then you make that awkward eye contact for a second.
Oof.
Locking eyes after somebody like a bathroom, like that's like you just passing off a baton of like betrayal. You're just like, have fun in there.
Oh man, you know what the worst is when you go in there to pee and someone just shitted horrendously. Like it smells like they ate someone else's shit and you're like, how, why are you eating other people's shit? You shouldn't do that. It smells terrible. Then you pee, lickety split, 32 seconds, you're done. Then you come back out and then you look at someone, you want to be like, son,
it wasn't,
I didn't do that.
Yeah, they're not, I just peed and I didn't even have an asparagus pee or anything. Asparagus fucks pee up,
dog. Do you ever pee and forget that you ate asparagus? Oh, I got cancer.
I don't know what I thought of this. You ever, I don't know, sometimes I'll just write shit down that I'm like, this is funny, and then I just like look at it a few days later, I'm like, the fuck, that I thought it'd be funny if a dude got caught cheating because his piss smelled like asparagus. Like,
you gotta walk me through that.
Like,
one,
let's
bro.
Say his girl was like allergic to asparagus and she walks in the bathroom and was like, Michael, you're like, oh shit, I swear to god, I don't see, that was like one of those things where I just thought of it, I wrote it down, I was like, this, wow, what are you?
It's like you gotta, but there has to be like a hardened rule in the relationship that you're not allowed
asparagus.
To eat asparagus ever, because if you come back because you come back with it, I'm gonna get sick.
Maybe
so you can't have asparagus.
Your ex used to love asparagus,
right?
And it's like, oh shit,
and that reminds me of it.
Yeah,
yeah. But you know what's even funnier? If it's the way you get caught, is if you're peeing on your new girl's shoulder, and then she goes, is that asparagus?
Right.
Why the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Asparagus, that's some potent ass shit right there.
Who did, I heard that, what's that bitch's name? The not the Pharaoh, the hot girl back in the day, the Egyptian.
Cleopatra?
Yes, dude. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Is it really?
Yes. Did you just kill that shit?
Damn. That's like the first time I've ever been right on this podcast.
Ever, dude.
I know Cleopatra. Is she the one with the snakes in the hair? Is that wait?
That's Nefertiti. I don't know. Dude. Oh, no, hold on. We'll get it. Hold on. We'll get it.
That's the one with the...
Gabe is losing.
Is that Cinderella? Who's the one? Cruella DeVille? Losing.
Is that Shrek?
It's Shrek, bro. Imagine pitching Shrek. So how does it work? All right, there's this guy, and he kind of looks like the town alcoholic. None of his clothes fit. The donkey is actually a black dude. Okay. Eddie Murphy, hilarious.
Yeah,
and then he's just fucking some chick who's equally on the same level.
And she turns out to be a gross green thing as well. We need $100 million. All right, so the snakes in the hair lady. Gabe, what's her name?
Medusa,
exactly.
Oh, I should have known that because there was that Migos line. Medusa, I don't even fucking know.
Yeah, Medusa.
Medusa. Damn, that's a dope name.
Medusa?
Medusa.
I'm going to name my dog Medusa.
That's pretty cool.
Medusa?
Medusa.
Medusa, you're shit on the fucking carpet. Yeah, that sounds good.
Medusa.
How do we get to Medusa? Cleopatra.
Yeah. Asparagus.
What? No one said that in the history of America.
Mm-mm.
Cleopatra, Medusa, peen.
Yeah.
Asparagus. What were we talking about? Oh, Cleopatra. Oh, so get it, yeah. I heard that because asparagus makes your pee smell good, mm-hmm. I heard that she would eat it consistently because she always wanted every part of her to be like attractive.
It doesn't smell good.
It smells better than regular urine. Let me ask you.
Does
this.
It?
Yes.
What does urine even smell like?
Urine. It smells like dirty pennies is what it smells like.
Yeah, it does.
It smells disgusting.
Yeah.
So would you rather drink a Gatorade bottle full of urine that smelled like asparagus or urine that was urine?
I guess so. You go asparagus, call it a juice cleanse, and fucking call it a day or something.
That is... Didn't... Oh, no. That was fucking Chad. Didn't Chad say that some people are drinking urine, y'all?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, that's from the episode of Chad Goes Deep. You talked about it. It's like it has all the nutrients in it. It's like, also, so does a multivitamin.
Yeah, dude. Hey, what else? Flintstones, buddy.
You don't need to be fucking peeing in your hydro flask being like, it's still warm. You know who pissed me off growing up was people with thermoses.
The like, fuck out of here with your stupid
you ever
thermos.
See somebody bring a thermos
Transformers
to
thermos?
Lunch?
Yo, do you want to get fought next to the flagpole?
It's just like, you're bringing clam chowder to third grade?
Dude, you
How many midlife crises are you having at age 9?
Lobster bisque, bro. You're bringing lobster bisque to recess?
Also, a fucking thermos?
Yo, do you ever have those people, you have a real side thing, you ever have a person eat lunch during recess? You go, yo, come on, bro. Just wait.
I was that kid, though. I was that kid, though.
You couldn't wait?
No! Bro.
I would always see these dudes giving up recess to eat their ham and Swiss. Hey, have fun. Have fun. Be a kid just in the corner like an idiot just drinking lobster bisque.
Dude,
that was you?
No, no, I wasn't a thermos guy.
No, but that was you eating lunch
eat like,
before, during
like
recess.
Half a sandwich, you know.
How hungry were you?
Pretty hungry. Oh no, man, I'm not athletic. What the fuck am I gonna go do? Play kickball?
But that's what
you
that
ever
was.
Seen a kid strike out in kickball?
I have, and it's the funniest thing ever. There was this like small little lady that went to it was like maybe 6th or 7th grade, and we had kickballs that were like bigger than the normal ones. So I would pitch it hard as shit, and this little, I think she was Indian. She was very, very, very fragile, and she went to kick it, but the ball mowed her down.
Wow!
You know how small you gotta be.
Oh my
to
God.
To have a kickball knock you backwards?
Oh, bro. That reminds me of playing dodgeball. We used to play dodgeball in the gym. I don't know how people didn't get in trouble, but like, we did this in 6th grade, but there was like the 8th grader who was like the teacher's aide or whatever, the TA, and he was just hurling them at people.
Yeah.
Just at the half court line, just knocking 6th graders over, guy or girl. Everybody could get it.
Oh, yeah. Just yelling things that didn't make any sense. Like, you're not my dad. Like, what? Dude, what, bro?
None of us are. We're 6th graders.
Dude, how was that game legal, though?
Dodgeball?
Yeah, not even legal, but how is it okay to play it in school?
Right, exactly.
Oh, let's think of a game where everyone's going to get injured.
Oh, my God. This was so
You ever play fun. Red Rover?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not as much, though.
Y'all broke a lady's arm.
Really?
Don't hold on so tight. I'm coming through.
I took pre-workout just for this. Bro, you heard?
Yo, I had half a ham and Swiss. You don't think I'm getting through your stupid
arm? Oh, you proteined up. Got that carb overload.
It was kind of gross because I remember feeling the break. Like, I could feel...
Oh,
like
you actually broke a girl's
like
arm
I
doing
feel,
that?
Like, I feel the break.
You broke a girl's arm doing
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Snap.
And then after that day forward, you're like, football's the life for me.
Oh, yeah, until I got... And then I never played football, and I got freshman in high school. I was like, I'm a football guy. Because I went to one football camp 8th grade summer, and I did well. And I was like, dude, I'm a football guy. Dog, when I was a freshman in high school, I was, I'm not shitting you, 5'5", 5'4", maybe.
Yeah.
And I weighed... maybe 100 pounds, and I don't even think so.
That's bad bitch stats right there.
Hell yeah. You 5'4", 100 pounds? Dude, I'll put your jeans on, bro.
I played football in 6th grade. Do you know that?
No.
No. I literally did it because I wanted the jersey. Like, that's it. I just wanted a jersey.
You've been the same dude since you were born.
Oh, bro. I just wanted a jersey with my last name on it just so I could walk around campus and be like, yeah. Oh, my jersey? Not a single scuff mark on it. Why? Because your boy didn't play.
Dude. Campus? What? What elementary school did you go to?
What else you call it?
I don't know. You school? Don't call it, yeah. You don't call it a camp. Campus is like college. Campus is like
What's
there's
the difference
fountains
between
a- and shit.
So I feel like the only difference between a campus and a school is like campuses just don't have fences. Like you want to leave, you just leave.
That's true. Oh, that's true. Schools are like kind of like low-key prisons.
Low-key?
I don't know. They are kind of prisons. Your parents just like go in here so I'm not going to fucking watch you and learn shapes if you want. I don't really care. I don't really care.
School is fucking...
So you paid in sixth grade. Did you get that ass beat? Was it like tackle football?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Trevor, no.
Dude, I just did it. Literally just to fucking do it. And then I had to do a drill versus like our like running back like went on and like played ball and like college and all that shit. But I had to do a one-on-one
drill.
Why did
you say high school?
No.
He wanted to play. He went on. You know, D1 high school, bro.
Played, yeah, you know. But I had to do a running drill against him.
Oh, no.
Oh, your boy laid the fuck out.
Of course.
Done.
How big were you in sixth grade? Like a tiny, tiny man?
You're not good.
Were you always like a tall? Because you're like
I was taller, yeah.
Yeah. Tall. Because yeah. What are you? Six foot? 6'1"?
6'1". 6 foot. 6 foot.
Keep yourself 6'1", bro.
Yeah, 6'1".
With that hair, bro. 6'3". Yeah. Oh, give it to yourself,
bro. 6'9".
You're 6'9"?
I'm Tekashi 6'9", bro.
But people, that would be crazy.
Yo, what? People do say when they meet you, they're like, "Yo, you're a lot taller in person." I'm like, really? Do I look like a little bitch on the internet? Don't answer that.
You know what's hilarious is I get the exact opposite.
Really?
When I'm on stage and I get down off stage, people are like, yo, you a lot smaller than I thought you were.
Shit, man. What you doing down there, huh? Is that why they put you on a stage? You're like, no, everybody goes on the stage. Ah, you okay.
Yeah, but that stage is extra big, though.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. You wearing stilettos under there? You're like, no. Well,
is that
maybe.
Why you always wear rollerblades? Yeah. Can you imagine telling a girl you're tall and man, that you have to wear rollerblades everywhere?
Showing up on a date in rollerblades.
That's so funny.
Everybody who rollerbladed, I'm not a fan of them either.
But fuck you, bro.
Thermos isn't rollerblade.
I used to rollerblade. Well, fight me in the street,
you?
Bro. Yeah. I was a big rollerblader.
Really? I can see that. Did you shred?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Could you like grind and shit?
I was like legit good.
I was more of a scooter guy. But there was a time.
Of course you were.
Where
dude.
The Razor scooters were dope.
Never. There was never a time. There was never a time when Razor scooters were dope. I'm sorry.
You're a goddamn liar.
When was the time? When was the time? Does Razor scooters.
You're telling
were like,
me.
Where you would get laid off of. Oh, I love when that guy scoots. That's never been said.
Because rollerblading is chiller. There's nothing hotter than a dude pulling up, unbuckling all, and then putting shoes on from his backpack. Just a second, guys. Be right there. I'm going to take my robot feet off real quick. Dude, you're telling hypothetically, you're a bad bitch, right?
Yep.
And you see me pull up, boom, tail whip, land it right off. You're not like, I'm a little.
No, you know why? Because when you scooter, you have to do this and then push yourself with one fucking leg.
But rollerblades, you just
like
have to look like a fucking skier on LSD. There's things are in the snow and you got, I don't know.
Motion?
Yeah.
Are you intimidated, bro?
I can't rollerblade. That's what it is.
I know.
It takes a lot of,
real talk,
like,
I can't scooter, bro.
Really?
No, that shit's, I don't know how to do it. I never learned, like, that's why I can't really surf. I can't really skateboard because I never learned, like, that
motion.
That balance.
Yeah.
So any of that shit, I don't
Did
know.
Did you ever own a pair of Heelys?
No.
I wanted to so bad.
No.
I wanted to be good at them.
I couldn't.
I tried my friends once and I was like, this is, oof.
Yeah,
and it spent $65 on those. Right?
They were $65.
It had to be, if not more.
Jesus.
I mean, the motherfuckers put a goddamn wheel in a shoe.
That is kind of cool.
It's wild.
You ever seen like little kids do that, and you're like, "Oh, that's a demon." You forget that they have them in their shoes. You're a demon.
You just see like a countertop, so you don't see their feet, and they're like, "Hello."
Yeah, it freaks me out.
Damn, that's hilarious,
bro. You ever like? We're talking about height. You ever think like? I think when I look at like real tall dudes, I'm like, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
To be real tall. Cause like every single girl is like, oh, he's 6'7". He is fucking packing.
But it's like, what? I mean, it's not because you're tall, you make money. It's like you can be 6'7", but still in debt. Like,
that's
but the
true.
Way girls see it, it's like, 6'7"? No job? Lives at his parents' house? Oh, fuck. What am I, the Bachelor? Fuck.
He's a GM of a Jamba Juice. He's balling.
Would you rather be 5 foot or... Wait, no.
Yeah,
5 foot
right.
Or, yeah, that's a terrible...
Is the size of a traffic cone. I can't fucking be 5 foot, bro.
5 foot or 7'2"?
Oh, that's a good one, 7'2". Dude, but 7'2", you got osteoporosis. Your foot, you're just no one. You ever seen a dude who's actually 7'2"?
The guy that came to the show last night, the motherfucker was like, might have been 7 foot.
Seven. See,
it's, like, because I went to take a picture with him and his girl. My hand was around his waist. My arm was just resting on his ass. That's how tall he was.
Dude, that's a really emasculated moment of your life when you put your arm around another dude's waist. You ever go to
hug? I went to be his shoulder, but that's just where he was.
Yeah, you can't even, you dislocate your shoulder if you try to get up there.
Right.
7 foot.
Yeah.
Ugh. The whole, dude, you got to duck under everything. No chandelier safe. That's terrible. Yeah. And then also, dude, I'm telling you, when you're that tall, you every girl just assumes that you have a log cabin dick.
Do not all tall guys pack heat?
Nah, dude.
Really?
So if you got like, because the problem is, dude, if you got like a 6-inch dick, which is like fine, which is a fine dick size, but you're 7 foot, it's going to look like a Mike and Ike.
Yeah, it doesn't equate to the equation. You know?
But if you're 5 foot, you got a 6-inch dick? Yo. Yo.
Yo, dude. Yeah, just fuck, dude.
Yeah, that so you got to be like packing extra heat.
And I didn't even think about
that. Dude, you're 7 foot. The angles that you have to do, that's impossible.
Yeah.
She's going to have to be on the bed. You're going to have to be on the ground on your knees to like get the
laying on your back.
Exactly.
Like, you good up there?
You're just always going to be. Yeah, if you're 7 foot, you're just always going to be on your back, I guess, when you're fucking. Because you can't really do. I guess you could pick them up.
Yeah.
You have enough strength to pick up a lady?
I don't have enough strength to pick up a 30-pack. You understand? But do you feel like tall guys always date shorter, like super short girls? I don't know why they put themselves...
I used to have a bit about this. I fucking hate it.
Oh, really? Because
my thing is get off my women, bro. Oh. Listen, I am 5'9". Yeah. I got a really limited supply of ladies. Get out of here, bro. Get out of here. Get your fucking tall basketball-playing ass out of here. You can date a girl who is 6 foot. No problem.
Right.
Take those people. I can't do that.
Right.
So you take those. Don't date a woman who is 5'4". Just always dick level.
Yeah.
Just ready for head consistently. Get out of here.
I mean, if you open the door too quick and she's running in, that's just straight boom.
Yeah. Yeah, you can literally like just like run over your girlfriend. You turn around, you're not gonna see her, and you're just gonna run over her.
Yeah.
That's unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
So holler at your boy. Not now, because I love my girlfriend. But, you know, maybe.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. I feel that.
Did you ever want to be like taller?
I think I was like perfect height. I think 6 foot solid.
It's so solid. I'm very fucking jealous.
My doctor was playing with me, and he's like, yeah, the chart says you're, 5'11", 3'4". So, shut the fuck up. Round up, doc.
Yeah, round up. You see these rollerblades, bitch?
You went to med school. You don't know how to round up these rollerblades. How about now? He's like, you're just standing on your tippy toes. Okay.
All right. I'm not going to lie. I'm here to tell everyone and you that when they measure me at the doctor's office, your boy cheats.
Oh, yeah? How do you cheat?
Oh, I go a little tippy toes, baby.
Tippy toes?
Oh, I go, but like a slight, little tippy toes.
Chest up.
Oh, chest up, hair out. Oh, yeah. You ever see those dudes? You ever see
like
those
a
dudes?
Parakeet?
You know what makes me so angry is when you see dudes that like roll around the bar and they have like the jacked like pigeon look to them. Yeah. And then you look at their arms, and they're not jacked.
You see us.
Who are you fooling? Your arms look like pasta. And you think that I see it so many times. I want to be like, you're not fooling everyone, dude.
Yeah.
Put your fucking arms
People
down.
People with anything but normal posture freak me out. Like, you ever see somebody who has, like, straight-up posture? Like, I know that's how we all technically as humans should walk and sit.
Right.
But when a motherfucker's got that, like, straight-up, that mic stand back, I'm like, yo.
Yeah, you look
you
like.
Got a
you
Glock
look
19 just holding up your posture right now.
You look like you have an acute angle.
Yeah,
buddy.
Just walking like this. Like, if you don't speak in all fucking 1800 dialect, don't fucking walk around like that.
Yeah, you better text in calligraphy. You fucking
motherfucker, you better not sign that receipt unless it's a quill tip pen, you fucking erect ass bitch.
Can you imagine, bro? That's the next level when people start using feathers for pens.
It'll come back.
That's what I'm saying.
It'll come around.
It'll come back.
That's a trend. It always will.
Because we have like people loving vinyl records. People loving dressing like they're from the 80s and 70s.
Yeah,
people are gonna start wearing night suits.
Oh yeah, people are gonna start doing key bumps of cocaine off their quill tip pens. I'm like, oh, did you guys want a feather duster? And you're like. What? You have a 2019 Ford. Why the fuck?
You are from Connecticut, Sherman. Why are you talking like that? I tis never from Connecticut. No, dude, you're from Connecticut, bro. I went to high school with you.
Yeah.
Fucking Sherman, dude. Let me ask you this. I was in Starbucks.
Starbucks?
About an hour ago.
Hey-o.
and I ordered a banana.
Right.
And I was waiting for my coffee. Uh-huh. A lot of people around.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess my question to you is, how do you eat a banana in public? What's your rules? What kind of
what are my
what,
rules?
What kind of
Let
guy
me
are
say
you?
This, bro.
Yo, give it to me.
Okay, well, it's like a pretty normal way to eat a banana. Like, I tell everybody, dim the lights, put on some Keith Sweat, and stop fucking looking at me. This is my time with that banana. I'm getting my load of potassium, bitch. I don't make eye contact with anybody, but I'll peel that bitch down. So, I ain't doing it seductively. I'll you fucking do the quick little boom, boom, boom.
Quick boom, boom, boom.
Are you a break off with a handgun?
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be real honest. Your boy's been hit on by a number of gay men in their lives.
Right.
So I break it off. Which is funny because I think that's more gay.
It is because it's like you're trying to hide something. Like you're trying to not look suspicious, but when you try to not look suspicious, you look suspicious. So I feel like every dude that would have hit on you for deep throwing it might have even been like, oh, he breaking this shit off.
Had he known that was my fetish to break my dick off in pieces and eat it.
You break off my dick. But the bananas have a weird texture. Then you got fucking banana nut on your hand.
Yeah, and then I lick it slowly.
I feel like it just gets even more sexual. Yeah, exactly. You're just in the bathroom, like fucking just coming out all sweaty, like, it's good. I never really thought about
that. So you just peel it back and you just eat. How much of it do you take? Do you on purpose? So you don't take it at all. You don't think about it at all.
Not really.
You just take normal bites.
A normal sized bite. I'm not in there holding my own hair back like, fuck. Daddy ain't got no gag reflex.
Making your eyes water and shit. You like that?
Nah, man. Because, dude. I don't know. I think there's more feminine things you could order at Starbucks. Like what I had you pick me up today. I was like, hey, Mike, you mind grabbing me a coffee and a parfait?
Dude, when he texted me parfait, I laughed for 30 seconds. Because you can't ask another grown man to pick you up a parfait.
Well, you know what's funny is, like, you asked me, like, do you want your coffee, like, with cream? And I was like, nah, make that shit straight black ice. I don't need that bitch shit. I don't need no coffee, no cream. But also, like, a parfait would be nice, you know? Like, I like my coffee just black, straight up. Just, put a little parfait on the side to just help wash it down.
Is there anybody can get extra granola? Is that
I do usually is I dip my banana in the parfait I lick it off like a popsicle.
Word.
So, I mean, like.
I usually take the banana and stick it in my asshole as I'm waiting for my coffee.
I mean, that's why it's shaped like that, yeah.
How else are you supposed to eat it?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think anybody's ever made the connection. Like, damn, he put that banana 4 inches in his mouth at once. Y'all trying to fuck after this?
Let me ask you this question: have you ever?
Yes.
All right. Next question.
Have I ever?
Have you ever seen?
Oh God.
My favorite moments on this podcast is when I'm laughing. Because the thing I'm about to say I think is funny. And then you just go, okay.
The knowing of the unknown, yeah.
So
have you ever seen?
Yeah, have you ever taken an object and see how are you good at deep throating or not? Have you ever done that?
No.
To be like, yo, I show you.
No, I've never been at a Dodger game. Like, hey, yo, hey, girl, let me see that Dodger dog real quick. Oh, you think you got gag reflexes? Shit.
Yo.
No.
Really? My boys and I in college started. We were playing beer pong. We started yelling at each other like, "I can suck a dick better than you." And the guy was like, "Fuck you! I suck a dick better than you." And we literally
took. What college did you go to?
A gay state, bro. No, but yeah. So we took. Kielbasa? You know that big ass sausage?
Oh, what?
Kielbasa? No.
Is this real?
Yo, this is real.
You're telling me you'll break off a banana,
yeah?
But you'll be out here with a whole fucking bratwurst and the boys being like, man, y'all hungry? I just made something on the grill. Hey, yo, Topher, open wide.
What the fuck is Topher?
I don't know, bro. Went to college. You're just shoving brats down each other's throats like it's a normal fucking thing to do?
I'm competitive.
What?
You tell me that I can't take it deeper than you? Oh, I'm going to try.
What? Okay. So you'll break a banana off, but you're chilling, just having a deep throat contest with the boys before you go out for a night on the town.
I'm around my friends. It's fun. It's boy talk. What I mean,
babe,
when
come on. I ain't really about that. You know.
Dude, when I'm in Starbucks, I don't know any of these fools.
Oh,
but I will, but
so if your homie was a barista, you'd be fucking slobbing knob on that thing?
Hell yeah. I will say, though, if I was in Starbucks and some dude goes, you can't take that whole thing in your mouth, I'd be like, bet. I'm competitive.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, anyways, the point of me even bringing any of this up was to see if you've done it. Clearly, you haven't.
No.
So clearly, I'm better at sucking dick than you.
Wow. I just, it's just never a competition I thought I'd enter, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a competitive person at heart? You don't seem
for
like
for certain things, maybe.
For what?
Not jamming a banana down my throat at a Starbucks at 9 a.m. I'll tell you that much.
Then, you're not an American.
That is true. I'm competitive in the sense that like if I get like third place, I'm stoked. I'm not like a first place competitive guy. I'm like, let me.
Oh, so you just want to be on the stand?
Yeah, I'm just happy to be here.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
First place is a lot of pressure, a lot of work, you know. And then you got to give a speech after, and then you're like, there's too much pressure to be like funny, and you're like, ugh.
And then you got to go, and then you got to do like the next thing. And then everyone's like, this is number one. And then you have pressure to be number one again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever see somebody like win something? It was like, oh, speech. Yeah, speech, speech, speech. And then the guy's like, nah. Okay, fine. And then they do a speech and it's the worst thing ever. And you're like, we regret yelling speech, sir.
You know what I think is funny? Is when they go, no, I don't want to do a speech. I'm not prepared. And then they go, all right, I'll do a speech. And then they just murder it. You go, motherfucker, you were prepared.
Oh, yeah.
That's how good you are to think if you prep a speech.
Yeah.
Holy shit. You ever prep a speech?
No.
No. I had to do it. You ever have to do like a best man speech?
No, but I helped my old roommate write one for his brother's wedding. And he came back. He's like, yo, I crushed. Yo. I was like, fucking, yeah, you did. I was like writing rose jokes for him and shit. Like everybody's like saying, Henry, you were seven. That's what I knew. He's the best brother ever when he helped me across that lake to save that toad I wanted. And I'm over here like, nah, call him out for his receding hairline.
I know he has a chode. That motherfucker has a chode for sure.
Well, yeah, it's funny as fuck. Yeah, it was great.
But yeah, dude, I had to do a best man speech, and it was for like a comic.
Oh,
so bro, so everyone there was like a comic writer or like a stand up. It was so much pressure.
You're like writing that. You're like running that sketch of like open mics and
for
shit.
Real, dude.
I saw someone running their wedding vows at an open mic before.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
But it was like, yeah, it wasn't funny. And I was like, oh, fuck.
So he was just running it to say it in front of people?
Well, yeah, because he wanted it to be like funny.
Oh, but it wasn't funny.
No, I mean, how do you make a wedding vow funny?
Oh, no.
I've had to never suck a dick in a Starbucks or a banana. And the crowd's like, what?
And I'm in the back standing up like, yo, that shit is hilarious.
Yo, that shit's like martyrs. Yeah, it was weird. He's like, I'm just run, but he said all casually. He's like, all right, guys, I'm just, you know, people are like, I'm gonna run some roast jokes. This guy's like, I'm gonna just run some wedding vows real quick, you know, just to feel it out.
Do you think he was joking? Do you think he honestly,
no.
Dude? I hate that. This is like one of the most important days of your life, and you're running it at a fucking at an open mic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's the difference? No, divorce.
100% divorce. If you're running vows at an open mic. You're going to get divorced.
Right. They just cut your mic during the vows. Like, all right, buddy, just wrap it up. You get the light.
Yo, if you're doing your vows and the priest lights you, oh, no, dude.
Hilarious. Damn. Yeah. I don't know.
You want to get into some questions, bro?
Let's do it. Because let's see what advice we should give to some people. Maybe what if some guy writes in? He's like, yo, I was thinking about doing comedy in my wedding vows. Don't. Motherfucker, don't.
All right. Here we go. Oh, yo, I wrote this down. I wanted to ask you this. Let me ask you this before we get into questions real quick. You ready, bro?
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions or tattoos appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday?
Skin change. The colors.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
That means you can't lie. That means you... You can't, like, like hide happiness. You're gonna be so bad at trying to negotiate.
What color are we talking though? Like a fucking mood ring?
Oh, a mood ring, bro. Like you're horny. You're horny. You're red.
I was thinking I could be like Mexican for a day, and then that'd be kind of cool.
Nah, color, dude. Mm. Like not like oh I'm it's Wednesday, I'm black.
That'd be fucking sick.
That would be so sick. But I'm talking about like if you're horny, you're red. If you're happy, you're green. If you're depressed, you're black.
I'm still going with colors because then, let's say I'm bright red, your boy's out here a little horny. Right. I'm looking around the Starbucks and see who else glowing bright red.
Who else is eating bananas?
I'll be like, yo, we just connected. This is some chameleon shit.
But it's just you, though. It's not everyone else.
What the fuck?
It's just you. So you're the only, so you can't, you can never lie again. Everybody knows everything that's happening with you at every moment. So you're saying a thing. Even you could be like, yeah, I think the military industrial complex is really hurting the fabric of our community. And you're bright red.
That's
and everyone's
something
like,
I would say.
And everyone's like, yo, but you're trying to fuck though.
Oh, because and then what was the other one? You have tattoos of
all over your body depicting what you did yesterday, which is also a nightmare. Because if you jerked off to horse porn, it's gonna be like on your forehead. Yeah.
Every day does it change?
Every day.
Oh.
Depicting what you did yesterday.
Maybe it's
I would go tattoos.
I'm still going emotions.
Wow.
Yeah.
But dude, tattoos you can wear long sleeves and just hold.
You can wear a burka.
You're gonna wear a burka?
Yes.
You're gonna walk around these streets wearing a religious poncho.
Bro, I mean, the Hulk was green. He looked like he got some ass every once in a while.
Yeah, but he was only green. If you could pick a color, that's fine. But if you change,
I'll always just be happy.
Yeah, but you can, dude. If you can control that, you wouldn't be a comic.
That is true.
I'm going tattoos, bro, and just hope that the horse porn doesn't show up on my forehead.
Yeah,
and just hope it shows up on like the back of like behind like a watch or something.
Yeah, I'd probably should do a tattoo, but it would be cool to be like the Hulk. Then you just go on Hollywood Boulevard and make some money. But who wants a picture with the Hulk?
That is kind of cool.
You're not wearing any Hulk outfit at all. You're just green, sir. Do you have pneumonia or something?
Yeah. I mean, you could definitely make money if you could change colors.
Do you know what I was thinking the other day?
Give it to me.
Did you ever have mono growing up?
Once.
That's the best case scenario disease you could get in middle school. Because you leave class for 2 weeks and you walk back and they're like, Trev, where were you? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just making out with girls, you nerd. Like pneumonia is just a kissing disease. Like you get it from kissing. So if everybody's like, where were you? You're like, playing a little bit of tonsil hockey. You know me, just kissing up on the playground, boy.
Yeah, on these Razor scooters rolling up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think, yeah, it's like, I don't think people were like embarrassed. I was like, no, fuck that. Flex that shit.
That's
I was out
true.
Here making out with Tiffany, you know? What's good, Tiff?
Yo, you know what's funny about mono? It's only white people. Wow. Have you ever?
No.
Have you ever talked to your boy Akash?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, my bad, man, I have mono.
What the fuck? What is it
it's
from?
It's only white people.
It's because white people, we love making out with our dogs. Dogs have mono.
100%,
dude. You just figured it out. I'm a
you
doctor.
Don't make out with your dog, dude. You told me.
No, we talked about that. I don't do that.
That's so dumb, dude.
Okay, you'll deep throw your dog, you'll deep throw a bratwurst, but a banana is where you draw the line.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't understand how that doesn't make any sense.
I am who I am. Take it or leave it. Okay, that's all right. True.
That's true. All right, let's get into some questions. You ready?
Get into it.
All right, here we go. Let's get into a little bit of sock talk. Baby. All right, this is from Matthew Long .OVO. This dude,
shout out Drake.
In the Drake camp.
OVO Ting.
Would you?
Yep.
Real quick. I hate when every single album that Drake drops, he changes his accent.
He does.
That shit makes me insane. He like, abadabam da ting. You don't say ting, bro.
Yeah,
I've heard you say thing 120 times.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's ting because you're hanging out with some British dude.
Yeah. He and everybody's like, yeah, that's cool.
That British dude was trash.
Who?
On the album? Was it his two albums ago? He did a whole album with this British dude?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. I just hate when he says, a little bit of ting. All right. So, Matthew Long .OVO. Would you rather give the first 90% of a blowjob or the last 10%? That's a deep motherfucking question,
that
bro.
There's a matter all for that question right there.
So let me break it down a little bit. So it's either you're sucking a dick, like you're getting in there, just sucking it,
yeah.
Or you're getting cum in your mouth.
Yeah, that's hard. It's like you're setting up the play on the court you know, you're calling the shots, yeah, you're but either, are you dunking?
You're either John Stockton or Karl Malone.
Yeah, are you playing down low or are you playing up top? And, right. and that oddly worked out for that scenario. what are you doing?
Wow. It depends on a lot of things. It depends on, like, listen, I've been practicing on bratwurst for a while now. Jesus, so I think...
Did you write this one?
No.
Who wrote this one? Blau Comedy?
Yeah, Blau Comedy. I think... Oof, because the first 90% that's going to take, like, let's just break it down, right? Let's say you can make a dude come in 5 minutes.
Whoa.
Right?
Those brats been putting work on you, dog. You know, 5 minutes?
Fam, you know, how long do you think it would take you? Because here's the thing, as a dude, I know what dudes want. You know what you want, so you just apply it to another man. 90% of the time, you're going to be hitting, you're going to be batting pretty good.
You think you're better at sucking D than a girl is?
100%. Hands down. You want to see?
How many broads did you go through on the average? They just see you coming through like the fucking Costco and you got a whole fucking cart of brats and like, yeah, this guy every time. I've never seen him barbecue once, but yeah, he just goes through a 48 pack every other week.
This dude's got jaw strength.
That's like two a fucking day, I guess.
All right. All I'm saying is that you know what you like and you would just apply that. You can't see this is what I hate. Yeah, I don't like.
I like spicy tuna. I don't know how to make spicy tuna.
But you would know how to attempt it because you would use the knowledge that you have about what you like and apply it to making the spicy tuna. I don't like
so
this.
It sounds
this
like you're
is
going
what I don't
90%
like.
On this.
I'm going the 100%.
They're like, oh, no, dude, you're supposed to stop. You're supposed to stop. Wiping your mouth. Fuck, dude, why didn't you say anything, bro?
It tastes like spicy tuna,
I mean,
bro.
We're guys at Starbucks, but, like, why didn't you... Fuck, you were supposed to tell me.
Oh, man. Yo, you had lobster bisque, bro?
Is that asparagus in there? A little bit of pineapple in there, dude? An asparagus pineapple. What the fuck would that taste like?
Dude, I don't want
asparagus
to know,
and pineapple? Bro, you disintegrate a mouth.
Ugh.
So you're going 90% on that?
I don't know. I haven't made a call yet. I'm still trying to get over the fact that you feel like you wouldn't be good. You think you would be shitty at it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But you know what to do, though. Hold on. Let's take this step by step.
You're not going to try to walk me into this.
I'm not going to walk you into it. I just want to. I want to hear where we take different roads. Okay. So you know what you like, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever got head before?
Bro, I've kissed a girl once, dog.
Yo, I got mono twice, bro.
Yeah, but it's one thing I like action movies, but I don't walk outside and just start blowing up buildings and be like, oh, I could do that shit too. You think you could just step right in where like you see a stripper doing it, like, I could do that better. You're telling me you could just walk right in and you could give some fucking crazy shit right off the bat.
All
right,
okay.
No practice.
Okay.
But you do have practice with the brats. Let me tell you this. If you never had a bratwurst fetish... Would you be able?
That's the funniest thing that's said.
Would
you
be
bratwurst fetish?
Bro, I don't know what's going on, but brats and Blau over here just blasting away.
It's my new Instagram handle.
You open up like a bratwurst stand, and everybody's like, "Oh, good for you, Michael." It's like it's not what it think. Don't
go. They go. I'll have one. You'll have one. Get the fuck out of my supply. Okay, but when you put it in those terms, you might have shifted me when you put it in those terms. Because I don't think that like a girl who's really experienced, I don't think I'll be better at that. 100%. No.
Practicing that, you know.
But like, we're talking about like average from the field, like you get head, you're like, you ever get head and you're like, okay, that was a thing.
And then
I think
you
I
get
could
that,
do better than that.
That drive through car wash head and you just be grabbing on to steering wheel and shit.
Dog.
Just blasting.
Oh my god, dude.
The shit where noises and everything sounds like a water park and a tornado. It's just fucking...
You ever get roadhead and you have this moment... You've never got roadhead in your life? Hold on. Have you never got roadhead in your life?
What? No, I haven't. There's too many variables. I brake a lot in the car and I feel like if I broke too hard, it would just call for...
breaking shit.
You know...
Dude.
A lot of pressure. I got a low car. My windows are slightly tinted. I don't...
Right.
I don't know how to bring it up. You just play like Lil Jon and the East Side Boys 5 times in a row, yeah, just like y'all
do the sweat drop down, my give me some roadhead. You try to get.
Did you? Is this a remix? Is that your voice in the song?
Nah.
Uh-uh.
What are you talking about?
So where are we going with that?
I just was thinking like, because you were talking about like getting head like car wash head, like it's like amazing. But, you know, the sounds and shit. I just think it's funny because like a girl is putting her life on the line to give you Roadhead. And there's no, like, I'm just trying to figure out, is there thoughts before that to be like, oh, he's on the 101 going 75. Let me get down.
I think you have to be driving fast for that. Like, if you saw somebody on the 405 dead still traffic and some dude just getting topped off, you're like, oh, we get it, bro. Traffic sucks.
I will say, though, I've gotten, like, Roadhead, like, on the 101, which is, like, a highway in L.A. for people who don't know, and I've exited and still getting Roadhead. And so, like, I'm on, like, Fairfax, which is, like, a smaller road in L.A., everyone, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking around if a Forerunner, I'm like, huh, because I can see, they have, like, the vantage point.
What do you do if you get to, is it like, you know when you get somewhere, but you don't want to stop listening to a song because you like that part? Is it like that when you get to you're like, all right, babe, we're almost at the restaurant, we're here, okay, valet guy's walking up, and you're like, just lock the doors.
2 minutes!
I'm not pulling over, officer, roll the window down, hold on, dude, fucking, you don't want to see this shit.
Hold, can you imagine telling a cop to hold on, dude?
He's like, you better be getting your dick sucked. Oh, all right, man. Shit. All right.
Hey, listen, I'll give you a. I'll
pulled
give
you over for being too fucking chill, bro. I didn't even. Nice, dude. I thought you were drunk, but you were just swerving getting that top, bro. Good for you.
Dude, I was going to give you.
So 90 or 10?
All right. I'm doing 90, dude. I don't want. 90?
See, I'm doing 10. All right.
You're getting a load in your mouth, bro.
Here's the thing. I was the guy. Here's the way I look at it. That 10% is the dude on the class project who last day texted the group, like moderator, and be like, yo, can you throw my name on that bitch? That's me. I'm getting the same credit that you got. I'm getting that A+ for not doing A+ work.
I hear what you're saying. And all of that makes sense in terms of effort.
Mm-hmm.
The only issue that I see with that effort argument is that you're getting cum in your mouth. And not like a little cum.
Oh, but
we're
just sucking
about
a dick without coming, that's normal for you?
That's less gay. I'll tell you what. If we're talking about levels of gay, getting a dude to bust a full nut, a whole nut in your mouth versus sucking a dude's dick for 10 minutes and no nut, I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what. I love it. It's so funny hearing a guy like double down on like masculinity. Being, yeah, I'll suck it longer, but it's not going to take a nut. That's just stupid, dude. I don't roll that way, bro. I'll suck it, but I won't take it in the mouth, you know?
Yeah. You're going 10.
50-50.
You start bargaining with your friend. You go 5 minutes.
Hey, yo,
I'll go
tap out. Hey, tag team, bro. Okay.
Go,
anyway, all right, well, I don't like this question. Next one.
All right. Listen, we'll take it together. He's like, hold on. What?
All right, 100, 100.
He just turns into a threesome.
In the middle of a Starbucks bathroom.
Oh, man. Oh, damn. All right. We're running out of time. We'll go to that. Next little jant. We'll go to a little bit of secret. Socks, baby. All right. I'm just trying to find the one that I think is cool. All right. Okay. So this is a secret one. I ate my ex-boyfriend's ass once, and a teeny piece of feces landed in my mouth.
We could have just ended the episode.
And then she goes, ellipses, like a small pebble. That is vile.
That's crazy.
That is the grossest thing. Listen, I've said some horrendous things in this podcast.
Yeah, if a dude that nuts on the floor says that's gross, that shit gross.
Gross, dude.
A little
Can
piece?
You imagine going down there and you're doing it like for him? I don't know if I don't. Is there a girl that's in the world that's like, I love to eat ass? A dude's ass is disgusting. I could get on board if a dude's like, I like to eat girls' ass. I could get on board with that.
It's
but a dude's ass is like a fucking haunted forest.
Oh yeah, bro. It's New York summed up in one. If you were to just put a body part,
Yeah, it's New York in August.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I hope she broke up with him that instant. I was like, I missed my other ex. And then you just she said that was the ex though, right?
She said, I ate my ex-boyfriend's ass.
Oh, ex. Yeah, they broke up immediately. She did the right thing.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Because if you get a... How do you go back from that? How do you get a pebble? How do you eat ass, get a pebble in your mouth, and then go like, you guys want some crepes? No. You can't go do a regular thing after that.
No.
It's over.
You gotta come up and be like, hey, you had corn last night, and then you just walk out. I don't know, man. The whole, I don't know. Eating ass is such a funny, like, fun phrase. Like, it's so funny. It's cute. Eat ass. Yep. Aha. Yep. And then you, like, actually think of the logistics of it, and you're like, I don't we don't need to do that as human beings.
No,
I'd rather deep throat a banana in a Starbucks than that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, bro, that's what? My lunch break.
What do you mean, a Tuesday?
Oh, bro, that's my morning routine.
I mean, we
gotta get out of here.
We ran
did the right
time.
Thing by breaking up with him. And that dude, come on, bro.
Yeah, that
get
dude
your shit together.
Literally.
Yeah, together,
bro,
all one.
Get your shit together.
All right.
Listen, man, we've learned so much in this podcast. This is a science podcast.
We learned a lot.
Obviously.
Y'all didn't. This is a science podcast. Write a book report on it.
Y'all, thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Subscribe on iTunes and rate us. It really helps us out. Please do
hell
that.
Yeah. I'm going to go watch Shrek.
Yo, I love
it. I'm
going to
see the love
Shrek?
Story. I'm going to go see Love Story of Shrek right now.
Such a good movie.
Such a good one.
Donkey?
Donkey.
Donkey.
All right.
All right, y'all. Late. Love you. Peace.
Boom.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.